a solo workshop, and I have to admit that I haven't spent an awful lot of time memorizing all of this, so I might end up using my cheat sheets a little bit here, but we're going to do our best. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Karen Kay, and I'm a very, very grateful member of Al-Anon.
Hi, Karen.
I love that. Thank you. Now, I think Ian, you can do that a little bit better, okay? Let's try this one more time, just for the good old days, okay? Okay, one more time. Welcome, everybody. I'm Karen Kay.
Hi, Karen.
Oh, thank you. I just love that. I really, truly do. I really find it absolutely hilarious that I'm the person that's up here doing a workshop on communication. I want you to know it is not because I am a guru on communication. It's not because I have fabulous communication at all. I have such poor communication that I have decided many years ago this is an area I desperately need to study. In fact, after my fourth step inventory, I looked at my sponsor and I said, oh, you know, I really think I have a problem with intimate relationships. And she said, intimate relationships? Don't you mean all relationships? Now, that's what I heard. Maybe she didn't say that, but I'm pretty sure she did. So one of the first books I actually gravitated to when I came into Al-Anon was the book, The Dilemma of the Alcoholic Marriage. And this is a fabulous book. I don't know if everybody is actually aware of it. It's one of those hidden gems in Al-Anon. It is old. It really is. And so I read it. Chapter 2 is a whole chapter dedicated to communication. And I read it, and I said to myself, yeah, I know this. I know this. Like, this is so obvious, right? And then, you know that, I call it that quiet voice that sort of sits on my shoulder, you know, just over the back right shoulder, and said to me, Karen, you may think you know this stuff, but do you practice it? What a totally different concept for me. And I had to answer, no, I did not practice this stuff. The actual first line in this book on the chapter of communication, this is where I'm not sure if I want this stand or that stand. We'll see if I can actually do this one-handed. So chapter 2 starts with this. Chapter 2 is called, What Manner of Communications Are These? The quality of human relationships depends largely upon the way we communicate with each other. That's what it says. Did you know that? I mean, did you guys actually know that? The quality of human relationships depends upon how we communicate with each other? And I thought, I get that. I've also heard it said that the measure of effectiveness of communication is the result that it produces. So I can measure the effectiveness of my communication by looking at the results of my relationships. I find that scary. Truly do have lots to learn. Al-Anon teaches us such fundamental principles, and one of the things that it really teaches me is that listening is fundamental to effective communication. And we actually have guidelines in our meetings about how are we going to foster good communication within our groups. For example, in many of the meetings that I attend regularly, we read something like this. This is going to sound familiar to a lot of you. Our group has adopted a format that does not encourage crosstalk. While we might give each other positive affirmations, we do not criticize, interrupt, argue, or judge, nor do we give advice. Sharing is voluntary. To further group unity, our group recommends that each of us give our first names prior to sharing. And then we open our meetings up to the personal sharing of experience, strength, and hope. Well, that's really positive for actually developing that communication within your home group, or at least in the home groups that I go to. Now, think back to your first 12-step meeting. Okay? Just give that a thought for just a moment. And I remember mine. At least parts of it. Not an awful lot because my head was so busy, but I remember parts of that first meeting. And I wondered how all these strangers at this meeting could possibly know what was going on in my head and my heart. And I could identify with what they shared. And for the first time in a very, very long time, I felt as though there may be some hope for me. There may be some hope for me. And I remember, there's other people that have shared similar things, and I know some people, such as, I won't mention anybody by name, but I know that they also feel kind of similar, because I've heard them make comments such as, so this is where they dropped off the rest of my people. This is where the mothership has landed and put my family out there. This is where it is, you know? And that's that identification. And we all have that need to be acknowledged. I think we do, to be heard. So when we're stressed or irritated, being acknowledged is crucial in order to effectively deal with the situation. A result of being acknowledged is that we feel understood. They get me. That's what I get from Al-Anon. They get me. Okay? This need to be acknowledged, to be heard, is not just important in our meetings, but it's important throughout all of our relationships, inside and outside of the 12-step recovery rooms. Now, one of my favorite readings on this particular topic, and I am going to have to go over here, because I can't do this too tremendously one-handed. It's my 13th step. Can I just talk on this one now?
Yep.
I can go back and forth. Yeah. This is so cool, guys. Okay. For those of you who have the hope for today with you, this is February the 14th, page 45. My wife and I were taking our morning walk when the conversation turned to her mother's drunken abuse of her as a child and a teen. I've heard the story before, but this time it got me thinking about how my own mom, who was not a drinker, but who was abusive and tried to control me with angry, degrading words. I told my wife that at least she could explain her mother's abuse because of the alcohol. My mom abused me while sober. My wife tried to share, and I said, yes, but. Again, she tried to share, and again I said, yes, but. We walked in silence. I had won this little verbal exchange. Suddenly, I remembered my wife once explaining that sometimes she just needs someone to listen to her. She doesn't want to be fixed or made to feel better. She just needs to be heard. She doesn't want to be fixed or made to feel better. She just needs to be heard, just like I said. I recalled that many times I had shared in Al-Anon meetings and how good it felt and how healing it was to be heard and validated. Gently, I reminded myself to listen, not compare. What a wonderful reading. I don't know about how many of you felt that in the past. You know, I remember for a good part of the first part of my marriage, I felt that regularly. I just needed to be heard. I did not feel heard. So initially in that particular reading, there's not an awful lot of feeling happening at all from both sides of that conversation. So what we're going to look at in this particular workshop is a technique that we can help other people to feel that they have been heard, that they have a feeling of being understood. Now, this skill is universal and powerful, but not always practiced. So we're going to look at a couple of different scenarios, and we're going to give you a chance to practice. We're not going to do any role playing. I hate role plays. We're just going to have some discussion, okay? Try going down here. So when you're in a conversation with others, what do they do that helps you to feel that they get what you are saying, that they understand what you're saying? Is there any pot? What can you? Nodding? I see nodding.
Just to repeat a bit of what you said back to you.
Repeating?
Yeah.
Like eye contact. That's a good one. Repeating.
Listening.
Listening. active listening, right? Yes, those are perfect. So today what we're going to focus on is paraphrasing. So what is paraphrasing? I hear things, but I'm not hearing them.
Here. No, I'm not brave enough to speak to the microphone.
Okay, how about you speak like this and I'll repeat it.
I'm just saying it's saying the same thing, but using different words.
Saying the same thing, but using different words. That's pretty darn good, I think. Saying same thing, using different words. So here's some possibilities. Using your own words, summarizing what the other person has said, summarizing how the other person is feeling. And there's some synonyms like rephrasing, restatement. I think we heard all of those things. So there are two ways that we can paraphrase. And we're going to take a look at an example, okay? So here's example one. Let's see if I can actually be tall enough to do this. I did it, I know. I thought I might have to take my 13th step over here too. So here's situation number one. I don't understand why our group is no longer reading the traditions at every meeting. Can't we just keep doing it like we were before? If it isn't broke, don't fix it. Okay? Now I'm gonna read two different responses. You think we should just keep doing the things like we've always done? You think we should just keep doing the things the same way as we always have done? So what's the difference between those two? Tone, inflection,
attitude.
Body language. Spiritual health, good one. Good one, yeah. That's very true too. One is stating and the other is asking. Baiting, I like that too. Okay, so let's take a look at another example. Here goes with the flip chart. Man, I just can't believe it. My husband doesn't seem to know how to do the simplest household task. Doesn't he know to hand wash the plastic containers and not put them into the dishwasher? First response. It makes sense to you to hand wash plastic containers rather than running them through the dishwasher? Second response. It makes sense to you to hand wash plastic containers rather than running them through the dishwasher. Okay, so question. What impact will the first response have on the conversation? Dismissive, inviting conflict, defensive, belittling, power dynamic, right? So shuts people down, leads to frustration, it ends the conversation, disconnect between the two people. Okay. Al-Anon, how Al-Anon works. You know, I actually dismissed this book for a long time. I truly did. In how Al-Anon works. But there's, again, some really valuable information in here. Okay, this is on page 97. I think I'm confusing them over there. It's good for them. Exactly, keeps them on their toes. Okay, so page 97. We actually have stuff in here on communication, too. It took me a while to actually know that, but we do, it's true. Page 97. But not all of our communication is determined by what we do or do not say. It also depends on how we say it. Not only on our choice of words, but also our attitudes, facial expressions, and tone of voice. Can either open a channel or slam a door, regardless of the subject being discussed. So here are some things to keep in mind when responding to another person's comment, opinion, complaint, venting, etc. Choose words that mirror what the person has said. So we don't want to be parroting the other person's words word for word. We want to use different words but our own. Be careful not to add a judgmental tone. That, as we all have seen, can really hurt a conversation. I like this one. Don't tell your story. I'm really guilty of that one. You're going to have time to tell your story after you've actually paraphrased. So take some time and try not to top the other person's story. I like this one too. I've been guilty of that. My family, we did this all the time growing up. You know, don't try and top the other person's story. Don't be a yeah, but I. Yeah, but, yeah, but. You think that's so bad? Yeah, but this is what I did. So don't do that one. Don't jump to solutions or excuses. So this is what I'd like you to do. We're going to divide into small groups at your table, groups of two or three. In a moment, I'm going to read through an example. At your tables, I'd like you to come up with some statements that paraphrase what I'm saying. There's some paper on your tables. I put a couple blank pieces of paper on each table. And I know there's pencils and crayons and all sorts of writing instruments. We're going to give you we'll give you a couple of minutes to do this. So I'm going to read through this example. I lost you guys with pairing up, didn't I? Okay, it's not really that stressful. If you want to do it as a team and a whole table, I'm okay with that too. It's really not that important. You're not being judged. Okay, so just like two or three people, there's no test. I'm not going to ask who your partners are. Okay, are you ready? So here's the situation. All you have to do is, we're going to be looking at paraphrasing here. So here's the statement. I have too many tasks for just one person. I work all day and come home to find the house a mess, and I'm expected to make dinner. Would it kill my husband and my kids to show a little bit of appreciation once in a while? I want to be a good partner and parent, but the work needs to be divided fairly. Instead of me doing all of the work, shouldn't it be shared amongst everyone? Al-Anon salute. Okay. So at your tables, all I want you to do is to come up with some statements that paraphrase what I've just said. Just paraphrase. Just a couple of statements to paraphrase what I just said. You want me to say it again? Okay, they're just being goofy at the table. Couple more minutes. Nothing stressful. Do it again. You want me to do it again? Okay, here it is again. I have way too many tasks for just one person. I work all day only to come home to find the house a mess, and I'm expected to make dinner. I know Sharon's heard this before. Would it kill my spouse and kids to show a little bit of appreciation once in a while? I want to be a good partner and a parent, but the work needs to be divided fairly. Instead of me doing all of the work, shouldn't it be shared amongst everyone? You're welcome. One more minute. So remember, when we're doing this exercise, we're really trying to paraphrase what the person had said and keeping these things in mind, right? You're going to choose words that mirror what that person has said. Try be careful not to add judgment. Don't tell your story. Don't jump to solutions or excuses. Well, I think that's about time. I think we're just supposed to practice paraphrasing. That's right. I think we're just supposed to practice paraphrasing. So what I'd like to hear, okay, with those kind of things in mind, let's come over to this table here, and I'd like somebody to read one of your statements of what you heard, how to paraphrase what that person had said. Loretta.
It sounds like you're overwhelmed and would like some help. And it sounds like you feel it's unfair and you're having trouble asking for help.
That was beautiful. Okay, we're going to come to the Sharon / Emmett / everybody else at their table.
We've kind of somebody done it the way the lady would have to ask for help. So we've paraphrased what she said, how she can.
Yes,
yes, okay. Yeah, so do you want to read this? I can.
Okay.
This is how we feel would be a better way to state that. I feel overwhelmed and I don't feel appreciated by my partner and family. I have to learn to let go or ask for help.
See, and that's a fabulous way of stating it, but what I'm going to agree with this table over here, not that there's any wrong stuff, but what we're trying to do here is to actually paraphrase, because I don't know about you people, but we have an awful lot of people in our lives that they come to us with their issues and their problems. And rather than us running to and giving them solutions, and rather than us trying to be judgmental, because it's hard to listen outside of the rooms. We have so much instruction in our literature of how to listen within our rooms. How do we honor those people around us by listening to them without judgment? You know, without telling our stories. How do we do that?
How about you feel underappreciated and you want a more equitable distribution of household tasks?
Oh, Marty, you're beautiful.
Straight up. Drop the mic.
Drop the mic. Yeah. And those are really fabulous examples of how to do that, because I want to be the person who's able to come to somebody and speak in such of a fashion that Mickey had written down there. But sometimes I'm not. And when I'm overwhelmed and I'm stressed, I'm the person who's saying, doesn't my husband know how to wash the dishes? You know, and I have. Just ask her. It's true. Okay. So next what we're going to do is we're going to do a little bit of practicing. Okay, and we're going to take a look at an issue that many Al-Anon groups have had to face. Okay, we're going to practice the paraphrasing. And I actually need some assistance with this, because what I have is a scenario here that I want everybody to read. So everybody in the room gets, here we got, can do a distribution here. Yep, we got more. Okay. So as I said, we're going to do a little bit of practicing here. We're going to practice paraphrasing what we heard another person to say. So once these papers are actually passed out, Everybody has an opportunity to read them individually, okay? And this is actually an issue that many of our groups in Al-Anon have to face. And the question, or the situation, is what is an appropriate prayer with which to end our meetings? And it can lead to a lot of controversy. We have an awful lot of different opinions. Even though, you know, we would like for everybody to have to get along equitably, we have group conscience meetings for a reason. And in those group conscience meetings, we get an opportunity to listen. So perhaps if we know how to paraphrase and listen respectfully to one another, we can come to better decisions. So there's what I want you to do, as I said, we each of us hopefully will end up with one of these papers. And there are five different prayers. Okay? We have five different possible closing prayers for your meeting. The first one is the Lord's Prayer. And the Lord's Prayer is Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. Amen. That was choice one. So choice two has been put forward, and it's the Serenity Prayer. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Choice three, the set-aside prayer. God, today help me set aside everything I think I know about you, everything I think I know about myself, everything I think I know about my fellows, and everything I think I know about my own recovery, all so that I may have a new experience in you, in myself, in my fellows, and in my own recovery. The fourth possibility is the Al-Anon Declaration. Let it begin with me. When anyone anywhere reaches out for help, let the hand of Al-Anon and Alateen always be there, and let it begin with me. And the last choice is a moment of silence. Hopefully in the moment of silence, you invite your higher power to be there in the meeting with you, but that's a moment of silence, and it's really up to you. So this is what I want you to do, is to, from those five prayers, think about which prayer you personally would choose how to end your particular group meeting, because this, again, is going to go to the group conscience, and you want to be able to present which of these five choices would be the one that you would personally select. So we're going to give you a minute or so to think about that, and then in a few minutes, okay, this is the part apparently in this group is going to be the most challenging thing. Okay, we're going to actually pair up with another person. I know, oh God. So two or three. So, but before you pair up with anybody, right, I want you each to think about what you want to have as the closing prayer. Okay, and then I'll give you, let's say, minute and a half to think about that. And then I'll give you some more instructions before we continue. So don't talk about it until we give you some more instructions. Okay, so about a minute. Okay, hopefully everybody sort of has an idea of what they would like to do. This type of decision is actually part of our service manual. Our suggested Al-Anon closing is actually found on page 20 of the current service manual. And the closing, as we know, ends with, "Will all who care to join me in closing with the prayer?" Right? And in the manual, it actually does say it is suggested that groups close in a manner that is agreeable to the group conscience. Okay. So, once again, you have these five prayers that have been put forward. So now that everybody has an idea of which prayer is the one that they would prefer to end their meeting, we're going to pair up, and then I want you to practice paraphrasing. So here's how it's going to work. person one, I really don't care which person is person one, or is going to share which prayer they chose and why. Person two, the listener, must paraphrase what they have heard person one to say. Now, they don't argue, just all your task is to do, again, is to paraphrase. So use your own words and try and restate to that person what you have heard them to have said without judgment, using proper tone, etc. When person one feels understood by person two, I want you to switch. And now person two shares which prayer they chose and why. And we repeat this until person two has actually feels understood. So just remember, you don't have to agree with what the other person has said. You're only working on helping that other person to actually feel understood. Okay? So we'll give you an opportunity to do this now, and you're going to have about 5 minutes. Okay, everybody, let's see how you did. Seems to be a lot of discussion here. So. Okay. Hello. We bet that was about 5 minutes. So, hello. Hopefully that was discussion about the content, and if not, great to do, whatever. So, does everybody feel understood by the second person that was hearing you, or the third person? Yes? Okay, so what did they do or say that helped you to feel as though what you said was heard? Amanda?
But what she saw in my face was that she had most of it that was missing a piece.
Okay, so she you did. So she clarified based on your facial expressions.
Yeah, and the second time it's like that's exactly it.
Okay.
I could tell my facial expression, my enthusiasm was a lot more. It's like, yes, that's definitely.
So how did when you felt understood, there's that more of a connection there then? Yeah. How about somebody else? Anybody else have Phyllis?
Reconnected by eye contact.
Eye
contact? Yeah.
Was there initially any misunderstanding about what was being communicated? No. It's really easy when we actually agree at the beginning on something too, isn't it? Did anybody have any situation where they actually somebody said this was their favorite prayer, and in your heart you're going, you got to be kidding. Okay? Because I actually have that sometimes, and I'm trying not to have that, you got to be kidding, reach my eyes and my face. And that's a really hard one for me. Okay? It's really, really hard and something that I struggle with, and I know some people in here will testify to that for me. So anybody have that experience here? And if so, would you care to share how you ended up feeling understood? Okay, everybody's going into denial. We gotta like that.
We had different choices.
Different choices?
None of us felt judged by the other because the prayer that we chose.
Okay, so none of you felt you had different choices, but you didn't feel judged by the other person listening because of the prayer you chose.
I don't know, personally, it felt like we could have actually come to an agreement on either of them, you know, if we spent
Did they use any? Okay, we have connecting with by eye and by eye contact and feeling the love. We have the nodding. Yes.
How about honesty? Like, you know, if I really feel like, are you kidding? That's what you think is. Like,
so honesty.
Do I still keep it simple and only agree with the person whether I really do or not?
Yeah. So all we're doing here is paraphrasing. So you don't have to agree with the other person. And oftentimes, when we're having this situation, like this particular type of situation, this is what is actually very real. We often don't agree with the other situation. Shannon was going to say something.
I didn't get a sense of Kara's opinion on what I said at all. She was just listening, and I felt heard. Yeah.
So did she say anything in particular that made you feel heard?
Well, she admitted that she didn't quite catch what I said, so I said it again, and then she said, she paraphrased it again, and she got it, and yeah. She could think it was a terrible prayer to choose.
That's fair. Lydia?
Yes, for me, we chose different things.
You chose different things.
Different prayers, mm-hmm. But we agreed on the base, so it was easy to understand and paraphrase.
Okay.
Because he was saying the same thing. So I feel like if we kind of understand each other, like in agreement, it's easier to even hear somebody. But if it was maybe if it was a different opinion, I wouldn't have heard it.
Okay, so if it was a different opinion, you may not have heard him. Okay. It was different prayers, but the same type of paraphrasing or the same tone, undertone? Okay.
It was the desire to complete the task correctly. We wanted to understand.
It was the desire to understand each other.
I guess that would be a better way.
As opposed to complete the task correctly. Gord, yes.
So, you have disagreement, instead of being negative, you can change it into humor.
So, you have a disagreement, but instead of being negative, you can change it into humor.
So, it's a positive reaction, even though you disagree.
Positive reaction, even though you disagree, yeah. There's a lot of times we'll have stuff such as, I'm sorry, were you going to say something?
I was just going to say you can ask the person if you got it right.
Yes. You can ask the person, did I hear you correctly? You know, often what I have been taught and what I've been trying to do, and it's becoming more of a common phraseology that I use, is what I have heard you to have said is this what you meant? You know, or you can just say something really simple. You think whatever it is because, you know, or your opinion is because. You know, those type of things. So that was actually a lot of conversation that was really, really good. So let's see if we can do one more thing just to add more chaos. Okay. So what I'd like you to do now, and you can do this as a table. We're gonna make this easy. Okay, we're gonna do this as a table. I'd like you to come up with an agreement at your table as to which prayer you believe would be the most appropriate. So it's like a group conscience decision at your table. And if you already agree all at your table, then just go find somebody else to bring into your table. So let's do chaos. And we'll give you, I don't know, 4.5 minutes or 5. We'll see. Go for it. Okay. That might have been 5 minutes. I might be lying to you, but I'm willing to admit that. That was only 4 minutes? Does this mean we need one more minute? Okay, I'm actually going to put a timer on, though. I'm going to put my stopwatch on for 60 seconds. Remember, each group is to try to the best of their ability to come to an agreement at your table as to which of these 5 prayers you'd like. Nine, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Perfect. That's officially time. You have no more cheating. You guys, no, you can't go into overtime. No. Hey, put those fingers down. Okay. So my question to you is, were you able to come up with an agreement at your table? Yes, no, maybe. Okay, so we have, did anybody come up to an agreement with the Lord's Prayer? No. One table, excellent. How about the Serenity Prayer? Anybody have Serenity Prayers? Okay, anybody actually vote for the Set-Aside Prayer? Awesome, I love that prayer. The Al-Anon Declaration. We got some Al-Anon Declaration people. Fabulous. Anybody actually go for a moment of silence?
Just Mickey.
Just Mickey? I think that's an awesome one, too. I really do. I think there's so many great things here.
We can do both.
What? Yes, Lynn? Open with a prayer. Closing, alternating weekly with them all. Oh, that's such a codependent thing. I love it. Okay. You know, and that's a valid choice, too. Amanda. Okay, long term, alternating.
To decide what we're doing right now, and was the spirit of the exercise to choose what we're doing in this moment of time.
So, right. So the purpose of this exercise is to get everybody talking. Okay, and it's actually a wonderful exercise because this is so real. I don't know about how many of you have been in group conscience meetings with this very issue, but I know I have been, right? And it's a wonderful opportunity to practice hearing each other's voices within the rooms. And that's what this exercise is about, is to practice hearing each other's voices without judgment. Because as soon as my judgment gets into my own head, I can't hear your voice. Yes.
At our table, we went around and asked everyone their opinion and heard them and thanked them and then took the consensus from what was said.
So, yeah, went around the room, asked them what they had to say. You heard them and thanked them and then went on.
And then took the majority.
Sounds like a group conscience meeting, doesn't it, though? Okay. So, for those who didn't come to an agreement at your table, how did paraphrasing at all help at the beginning of this? Okay, so Sharon says no, she didn't even think about paraphrasing. We have remedial exercises for Sharon after the meeting. Detention. Okay. This is the whole exercise is about being able to hear and listen and give that gift of listening to somebody else beyond the meetings themselves. As I said at the beginning of this, we say that we say in our meetings, you know, we listen to each other. We don't argue or judge, nor do we give advice. We say that all the time. I know how to listen to you if I'm sitting across from you in a meeting. But if you're telling me something after a meeting, my yeah, but just wants to get in there. And I that's not the person I want to be anymore. And I need constant practice, and I need continual reminder. And that's the kind of thing that I'm really striving to grow into. That's the kind of person I want to be, is to be able to hear your voice. And, you know, here's another one that we have. I love this prayer, Prayer of St. Francis. Absolutely love it. We find it on our bookmark just for today. And this is the second stanza of it. O Divine Master, grant that I might not seek so much to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned. And it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. It's right there. To be understood as to understand. Okay? So, today we focused on how we can do more to try and understand what the other person is saying and not so much concentrating on making sure the other person understands us. There's a lot more of our literature that I have found that tells me how I can say to you what's going on in me so that I don't, so I can be maybe heard better by you. But where in the literature is there that says this is how you actively listen? It's there. It's in a lot of our readings, but we don't have step-by-step instructions in our literature. And this is why I feel this is very important. We allude to it, but the opportunity to practice is really valuable for me. I just want to, that's actually the vast majority of what our meeting is about, but because I have such an issue with communication, and years ago, as I mentioned, I found the dilemma of the alcoholic marriage, and I found the five guides to communication in there. And I couldn't remember them, even though my head said, yeah, I get that. Yeah, I know that, right? I can't remember them. So the five guides to communication when we're speaking with someone else is 1, discuss, don't attack. 2, keep the voice low and pleasant. 3, stick to the subject. 4, listen to complaints. And 5, don't make demands. I couldn't remember those, so I wrote them out, had my husband typeset them for me and print them out. And I taped them to my mirrors, and I taped them, to where I'm getting ready in the morning, so I can see them, because I can't remember them. On a good day, I get 4 out of 5. But I have a stack of these up here, and if anybody wants 1 or 2, please feel free to come and get them from me. I had my spouse make some up and send them with a special friend of ours via WestJet so that we could share them with you here today. I want to thank you for your attention. So the next time you have a difference of opinion with someone, remember that taking a bit of time to paraphrase can help make that conversation go more smoothly. Thank you.